When it comes to osteoporosis, we talk a lot about the role of calcium and vitamin D, and rightfully so, because they do play an important role in osteoporosis. However, what we're beginning to realize is even though we put a lot of emphasis on vitamin D and calcium, even though in Canada, the United States, in Great Britain, we consume a significant amount of calcium in our diet, we still suffer from osteoporosis, and we still have a significantly higher rate of osteoporosis than many other countries where calcium consumption is lower. There are many other factors that do play a role in osteoporosis, and I think it's important to bear them in consideration. The first, and I think it is the most important we forget, is that your body will not maintain its bone mass unless it believes there is gravity. In other words, unless there's the force of gravity, your body just doesn't retain its bones, it doesn't retain calcium. We see this when people go out into space. In space, where there's no gravity, astronauts will lose a significant amount of bone mass in a very, very short period of time. So one of the most important factors in increasing bone mass or helping to maintain your bone mass and helping to avoid osteoporosis or reverse it is to exercise. Exercise is vitally important. If you don't do it, no matter how much calcium, vitamin D, or other things you'll consume, your body will not maintain that bone mass. Now, we do, again, put a lot of emphasis on calcium, but calcium isn't the only factor, let's face it. Horses, gorillas, and elephants have very large bones. They don't drink milk or consume dairy. That they do consume a significant amount of minerals, including magnesium, in their diet. So magnesium is very, very important for bone health. Magnesium is required to take that calcium you consume and actually fix it, place it on your bones, produce what is called hydroxyapatite, which is the bone crystal, the bone mineral crystal. And magnesium is necessary to convert vitamin D to its active form called 125-dehydroxycholecalciferol. You don't have to repeat that. Now, the role of magnesium in the body is very important because it also reduces acidity. And research shows that if the body's too acidic, it will leach out or eliminate a lot of calcium, which it wouldn't otherwise. And this is why a diet that is alkalinizing, where acidity is reduced, is very, very important. Eating a lot of fruits, especially a lot of vegetables in your diet, helps to increase alkalinity. And you can check this out on our website. There's an article and there's a video on alkalinity and its importance. Now, boron is really very important as well. Boron is a trace element that helps the body use magnesium and helps to fix calcium on the bones as well. And unfortunately, even though there is a lot of research on boron, we haven't emphasized the role of boron from a nutritional point of view. Now, there are a lot of herbs as well that help to improve metabolism of calcium, particularly in menopause women, and they should be looked at as well. If you're interested in the subject, if you want to avoid or you want to reverse osteoporosis, then I suggest you do take a look at our website and do a search through it. Thank you.